Kenzel Strong. Community shows students their support. Jamestown Women's art videos go nationwide. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Kenzel School District teachers and families showed their support for area students Wednesday afternoon with a caravan that traversed along the bus route for many of the students. 17 cars followed a school bus boasting balloons, flags, hearts, and messages of support. Teacher and parent Cassie Spitzer says this was a way for them to show students that they're supporting them during these uncertain times.
I think we are feeling a lot of support. We're a pretty close family as a community. We're a close-knit community. I get both sides, so it's kind of hard that way. We're getting through, I guess. It's really, everyone has everyone's support, and if you don't get something, you can always call someone and get the information, so it's awesome.
Myra Klein has been an arts instructor since 2006, providing young children to adults fun craft ideas and more. Now she's using her experience during the ongoing pandemic to create art videos, and it's going nationwide. Klein says she got inspiration to start doing art projects on Facebook as soon as it was announced that schools would be shutting their doors for the rest of the school year.
I really thought about that all night. That night after hearing that news, because, you know, I believe that exposure to art is so very important for our public school kids. And I was really concerned when I heard that, you know, they weren't going to be in school and stuff. And so I really wanted to do something about that.
Klein has since been providing a daily art activity Mondays through Fridays on her Facebook page, as well as on YouTube. You can find her videos by searching Art with Miss Myra, and you can read more online at newsdakota.com. And Governor Doug Burgum has extended an order to keep most businesses closed until at least the end of the month in an effort to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Earlier Wednesday, a wind turbine manufacturing plant in Grand Forks suspended operations after several employees tested positive for the disease. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.